Are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
And you know what? Jimmy Kimmel, whatever. You're good, but you're not that good. He's developing a new game show that we did with one of our interns a while back, Mike, and that is the generation gap. Older and younger members of a family have to answer questions relevant to each other's generations.
Wow.
It's something basically we play in this room every summer for 2 months with our intern.
Right.
You know, we did it with Jacob pretty much. But yeah, that actually should be fun. A lot of things going on in TV, a lot of different yet the same things. The Nancy Drew reboot. Nancy Drew. Remember Nancy
Yes.
Drew? Can't remember who it was that was in that first one. Well, they're rebooting it on the CW, and it's being described as dark and sexy.
Wow.
So I don't know that Nancy Drew wasn't really dark and sexy.
No.
Not in the little books that I used to read.
I remember when it was on the first time, and
Yes.
it was Nancy Drew followed by, or was it the other way around? Was it Nancy Drew, then the Hardy Boys?
I think it was Nancy Drew, then the Hardy Boys. I believe so, yeah.
Which was Sean.
Sean Cassidy and Parker Stevenson.
Yes, as the Hardy Boys. And they would solve crime.
They sure would.
Throughout their great town.
They sure would. And Nancy Drew was always kind of innocent. I mean, she was a little sassy. But
right.
She, I don't know about dark and sexy, but it sounds like it should be on a different network other than CW, though. I'll tell you that right now. Wow, and she's wearing what? Yeah. Huh. Really? And she carries a whip. That's interesting. Oh, my God. Tomorrow night.
You're stoked about this.
I really am so excited. Beverly Hills 90210 starts up again tomorrow night. Well, Shannon Doherty talked about kind of what it's going to be like.
It's like a revival set in a reboot. So it's sort of all of us playing supposedly heightened versions of ourselves, deciding whether we're going to join Tori on her idea of doing a reboot.
What?
I have a feeling that they're going to be themselves, and then I wonder if they will be their characters when talking about rebooting the show.
Oh,
something like that. That's what I'm wondering.
Okay.
She went on to talk about some things that they've kind of added to their characters that are a little quirky.
Yeah.
To themselves. Like she said, I eat a lot in it. And nobody ever comments on it. I'm just eating a lot in it. And
but nobody says anything.
No, but nobody. No. Remember, what was it? Ocean's 11 when
yeah.
Brad Pitt was always eating?
Yeah.
And
that's
the radio.
Funny.
I know. It's. I'm looking forward to it. I really, really am. So set your DVRs. Or if you were a BH 90210 fan, set your VCRs back to 1990. Radio Hall of Fame announced this year's class of inductees, and one of them is Dr. Ruth. We talked to her a few months back. And she was a blast. Dr. Ruth going in, I don't know, what is she, 95
Something
now,
like
I
that.
Think?
Still writing books.
She sure is, and sharp as can be. So congratulations to Dr. Ruth, a colleague of ours.
Yes.
Guys, a colleague of ours. The ceremony will happen on November 8th in New York. And a big happy birthday to Punky Brewster.
Nice.
Punky Brewster turns 43 today.
I like it. Nice.
Little Punky Brewster, Soleil Moon Fry. That's it.
Oh.
It's my take.
All right.
Where are you at?
I don't know. I have no clue.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task. But after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.